From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Over the next few days, the overarching weather themes will be the same as they've been for the past few weeks, dry and unusually warm. It's likely that this will begin to change during the early or middle portions of next week. Regarding more near-term changes, the much-advertised slight cool-down for tomorrow is appearing even more slight as it approaches, as it now looks like most areas will make it into the 60s. That won't be in question today or from Saturday through Tuesday, during which time the big question will be whether or not temperatures reach 70. Temperatures today will reach the upper 60s to lower 70s in the north and the low to mid-70s in the south. The warmth today will be aided by a southwesterly wind that will sometimes be gusting to 25 miles an hour at lower elevations, with higher gusts in the mountains and hills. As warm as this is for mid to late October, temperatures today will likely fall just a bit short of the records. In Vermont, a look at some record highs for October 19th shows the record at Bennington to be 76 degrees. It's 78 in Montpelier and 81 in Rutland. In New Hampshire, today's record high is 84 in Keene and 80 degrees in Lebanon. For New York, Glens Falls has a record of 79, and it's 74 degrees at Saranac Lake. The most recent drought monitor report released this morning shows almost all of Vermont and New Hampshire to be abnormally dry, and outdoor burning is discouraged today since the above-average warmth and below-average precipitation have led to very dry fuels such as twigs and fallen leaves. Breezy conditions and low humidity today will contribute to the situation, and any outdoor fires might be difficult to contain. Here in St. Johnsbury, we're running about 3/4 of an inch below average in terms of our rainfall so far this month. The southwesterly wind today will result from the approach of a quick trough in the jet stream that will be accompanied by a surface cold front. The front will enter from the northwest this evening and reach the coast by sunrise tomorrow. This will only briefly interrupt the prominence of surface high pressure that's now centered over the Tennessee Valley. The northern periphery of the high will buckle in response to the cold front, and tomorrow our winds will turn northwesterly due to circulation around low pressure over Labrador. Northern areas, those closest to that low, will feel the effects the most, while southwestern areas, especially the Hudson Valley, could see temperatures again climb well into the 60s even tomorrow. High pressure and redeveloping southerly winds will then take over into early next week. By then, a deep upper-level trough will be forming over the upper Midwest. In building eastward, that trough in the jet stream should draw a good slug of moisture in ahead of it, providing much-needed rainfall. The best guess for the arrival of rainfall is sometime from Tuesday into Wednesday, but there are now some indications among computer models that rainy conditions next week, as well as truly seasonable temperatures, might unfold quite gradually. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly sunny with some patches of thin high-level cloudiness. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s north, low to mid-70s south. South to southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. Tonight, periods of clouds in the evening, then clearing after midnight. Lows in the mid to upper 40s, some lower 40s northeast and in the Adirondacks. Winds becoming west 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 early. Friday becoming mostly sunny but breezy and a little cooler, highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s north and low to mid-60s south, except mid to upper 60s in the Hudson Valley, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Friday night mainly clear with areas of valley fog late, lows mainly from the upper 30s to lower 40s, except near 50 in the Champlain and St. Lawrence Valleys and around 30 in the cooler hollows northeast. Saturday, mostly sunny after any valley fog dissipates, some upper 60s northeast, otherwise low to mid-70s, light southwest winds east of the Greens, 5 to 10 miles an hour in the west. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.